And Bonds hits it high. It's a deep.
It's Friday, but we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming with Pete and I doing Factor Fluke. Like, I guess that's what everybody loves on TikTok. So now we're just like true or false with contenders. But, you know, we're adding a new wrinkle to the Just Baseball / Project the Plate frame. And I'm really excited for this new wrinkle. You've heard Arm Layton on a lot of these podcasts, and this is just like a 10-minute taster of what's to come. Peter and I will still be doing every Tuesday, Friday, but with Just Baseball set to launch in mid to late June, we're really excited to launch a bunch of different aspects of this podcast and also just different aspects of the multimedia delivery of the new wave of baseball that we can offer. So what we're going to do is kind of piggyback off of our dialogue when, you know, we were talking consistently when we were at school. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, yes, there are a lot of broadcast-centric Syracuse people, but not a lot of them are baseball-centric. So I think that we kind of found our haven together talking about baseball in a way that we didn't really get to talk about with many other people. So this is just kind of our opportunity once a week. It'll release on Sundays to dive into one or two topics that became apparent during that week and just kind of get our thoughts out there and put together our rant in a cohesive manner.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think there's something there, like with baseball, especially, where I think we could talk about who's good and who's not all the time. That stuff's a ton of fun. Of course, that's a blast. But I also want to talk about like the deeper issues, like we're talking about that we see just brought up all the time, of like the three true outcomes or about blackouts or whatever it may be. There's so many things that go on in baseball. It's a very fluid situation with a lot of unwritten rules, written rules, and a lot of controversy. A lot of it, I would say, it creates out of itself. But there is so much to discuss within the sport. And I really like the idea of being able to jump into some of the things beyond what meets the eye in terms of just, you know, playing baseball. And I think that this could be a lot of fun. And there's a lot of topics. I think baseball will always provide us plenty of content.
Right. And the way that we kind of look at baseball, this is kind of a cliche term, but we look at it in a sense of like we're playing 3D chess. There's so much more going on aside from what happens on the field. And, you know, this will release under the Project the Plate podcast umbrella. Arm and I will bring it to you every Sunday. But, you know, while we talk about the relievers that have that great two-pitch mix between Peter and Peter could also join us some weeks. But, you know, this is the type of show where we are going to spend 10 to 15 minutes talking about service time manipulation. And, you know, that's something that is brought up right now with Jared Kelnick and Logan Gilbert making their big league debut last night, you know, and we heard Kevin Mather, I think his name was, the former team president or owner, whatever his title was with the Mariners. He just decided to spew some garbage to a Rotary club, which is stupid. But, you know, he was really talking about service time manipulation with Jared Kelnick. And, you know, that's what robbed Chris Bryant of an unrestricted free agent deal after the 2020 season. There's a lot to talk about in that sense, and there's a lot of issues that aren't really uncovered to the depth that they should be uncovered to.
Yeah, and you know why I'm really excited about it is I think it's also an outlet for us selfishly, but also I think it's a lot of the topics that people want to hear some perspective on, some discussion on, but generally it's just not going to be talked about as much. And it's funny because I feel like that Kevin Mather situation was almost the start of us kind of starting to spitball this idea, because I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many things I want to unpack on this. And, you know, like, I feel like when you and I get together, we just start unpacking things crazy with different perspectives and like just really looking into the issue. And I think that's kind of what we'll be able to do here. The service time manipulation thing is crazy, but also I do feel like in general in the world and also in baseball, we point out a lot of the issues, but we don't always offer solutions. And I'm not saying that you and I can fix baseball. We're not qualified to do that, but what we can do is kind of float some different perspectives as to what some solutions could be, and presenting all these different kinds of ideas to how we can fix some of these problems. And I think that's a more interesting aspect of it too, because I feel like too often we're just saying, oh, batting averages are down, strikeout rates are up, okay, but you know, what are we going to do about it? Moving the mound back is a little extreme. Right. You know, like let's have a real discussion here. And that's what I'm excited to be able to do also.
Right. And nobody ever says, go on, you know, and we'll give you a little taste right now with, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, just about one of the hottest button topics in baseball right now. And, you know, just to dive right in, the problem that everybody is pointing to is, oh, these games are just too damn long. You know, something needs to happen. Are you going to deaden the baseball? Are you like the whole idea of too many strikeouts and then too many home runs? You can't deaden the baseball. You can't lower the seam, because like, what's this going to do? What's the manipulation of the baseball going to do? And the games being too long, you know, everybody says these games are too long. Go on. Nobody ever does. So then they just bitch and moan about how long they are, and nobody offers an alternate solution. So, you know, I'm not necessarily here to offer that solution. I'm here to go on and add to why they're so long and how it might not be baseball's fault. And that's what we're going to do on this pod.
100%. And you know, they've done, there's certain moves, and there's only so much you can do to speed up the game, right? Like at the end of the day, it's baseball, and baseball is baseball. There's certain rules I like being able to, or not being able to go one batter in a relief appearance. I think that's a good rule now. I kind of like the strategy that goes into that too, because now you got to decide, do you put him in to finish out the inning? Is he going to come up? You know, like what are you going to do to manage that? I like that. But like when it comes to just all of these little, you know, mundane, like just not really going to move the needle type of things, like pitch clock or whatever it may be, that doesn't even actually get enforced. Yeah. Like what are we going to do? Shave off a minute or two? You know, you have one more mound visit and all of those rules that you put in to shorten the game are basically done. You have an extra review and all of those rules you had to shorten the game don't do anything. And oh, and replay will be something we'll definitely talk about down the line. No doubt we'll be talking about replay. But yeah, I think 100%. And I know you have something teed up for that with you know, how it's affected by things outside of baseball. But to kind of set you up for it, something that stood out to me, and I don't think it's a baseball specific issue, because I went to the Miami Hurricanes Florida State football game. It was on ESPN. It was big primetime game. So I'm at that game with my mom. It is taking forever, but nothing bothered me more than when they are ready. Everybody's back on the field, ready after a timeout to start. And there's a clock counting down, some guy on the field with, like, instead of the chains, it's just a clock.
Yep.
And it's counting down. And he's legitimately got his hand on the quarterback saying, you can't snap the ball until this clock hits zero. So they're all ready to play. It's not about the players. It's about TV, which I get. That's where the money comes from. And nobody's debating that. But if we're literally holding the field of play from resuming, like that is insane. And that's not a baseball specific issue. And honestly, that game, I know I'm a baseball guy, but that football game, I'm a Canes fan. They blew him out. That was the most boring and stretched out football game I've ever been to. It was worse than most baseball games I've watched that are really slow.
Pace of play across every single sport is going way down, and the time of game is shooting way up because of the American television model. And you mentioned it right there. You know, in television, you call that the red hat, and it's always that guy that's wearing a red hat that's got that like spear with the flashing LED timer on it. And once that gets down to zero, yeah, then you can snap the ball. Every sporting event pretty much has a red hat where you've got everybody on the floor in a basketball game and you still have to wait for a minute, right? So after the timeout, after everybody disperses, after the officials, you know, blow the second whistle, get everybody out on the floor, you still might be standing there for a minute. And baseball is no different in that regard. I was listening to Jesse Agler, who's the radio voice of the San Diego Padres yesterday, and they had a doubleheader with the Colorado Rockies in Denver. And Jesse Agler said, you know, of course, Ernie Banks, Mr. Let's Play 2, Mr. Cub. Yes, So Jesse looked up the game times of the first doubleheader that Ernie Banks ever played. I want you to guess the shorter game time. Like, how long was the shorter of the two games?
I'm guessing, just because it has to be impressive. Did they go under 2 hours?
Hour 50.
Yeah, that's hour unbelievable. 50.
That's yeah, unbelievable. I'll play two, but when a one-hour game...
Right, I'll play like three.
When one game is double that on a typical night, when it's, you know, 8-6, like whenever you get a game with the over total hitting like 8 or above, we're pushing 4 hours now. And that just has to do with the American television model. And you see that with basketball taking the full time out. You see that with football. I mean, you have to step aside for 2.5 minutes worth of Gillette ads every like series. It's so stupid. There's not a way to fix it because we oversell the hell out of live game coverage, because that's what makes a ton of money. That's really the only live television that anybody is watching anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. And when we go on, you know, and watch MLB TV, you can flip around. I'm not sitting through a commercial. I'll just flip around to another game. Yeah. And that's why I think a lot of people aren't really watching national, although the ratings are up this year. And that's another thing we'll talk about. But nationally televised games, you have to sit through that one game for baseball. So like a lot of people don't just sit down and watch that in entirety because they can hop around a little bit. And if it's a good game, I like it, but I'm not going to just do that all the time. So I think there's definitely that issue with TV, and they're going to keep making all of these offsetting like little rules that aren't going to do much. But until you really do something about the programming and about the way you approach it, there's no point in even talking about it, honestly. Like there's going to be something to do about it. There's no solution besides the people that are lining the pockets of Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And some of it does fall on the pitchers. You know, I like Mark Burley is extinct now. Get the ball, get on the mound, throw it, get it back, get the ball, throw, get on the mound, throw it. Like that, those days are over. And when you see somebody churning through, maybe you see it. Like Jacob DeGrom works a lot quicker than other people because he's always succeeding. But you know, when you miss three times in a row, guys are going to get it. They're going to take off their hat. They're going to rub up the ball.
I was going to say, you got to sneak in the pine tar, the pine tar grab a little bit too.
The bullfrog sunscreen and rosin combination. You got to get the rosin on your forearm and you got to rub it around, and then you got to rub the ball up. Yeah. You got to
another topic, which will be discussed.
Yeah. And like, you know, just my 2 second thought on that. I'm for it, man. Like if hitters can use pine tar on bats, just like, let
No. Oh God. I guess we're teed up for the next episode.
That might be episode two, but yeah, this is going to be such a blast, dude. And I'm so excited that we're doing this, and this will, you know, live on all of your podcast platforms that the Project the Play podcast lives on. And of course, you know, you'll get the visual stuff on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff. This is going to be a really fun Sunday show that we do.
Absolutely. And I think something that we can offer a lot too is that, similar to how you guys have been pushed into doing Fact or Fluke every single day, we'll be able to talk about some of the topics that the listeners want us to discuss and to unpack and dive into. And that'll be a fun part of it too, is I think we'll set some cool topics, and then we'll always be listening out there to see what you guys want us to talk about.
Yeah, totally. And I saw on the LA Angels Fact or Fluke TikTok that went out, one of the top comments was saying that ERA is pointless and XFIP is where it's at. So we can get into a conversation about that too. So that's that. Aram, final thoughts before we say bye for this extended trailer?
Oh, I'm absolutely pumped up, and we'll just be ready to go.
All right, guys, we will talk to you every Sunday. We're looking forward to it.